This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split with the continent's 27-member governing body. Before the vote, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the deal a good one.
In the heart of this bill is one of the biggest free trade agreements in the world. As we've discussed in this chamber many times, Mr. Speaker, a comprehensive Canada-style deal worth over £660 billion, which, if anything, should allow companies to do even more business with our European friends, safeguarding millions of jobs and livelihoods in our UK and across the continent.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May says the new trade deal is not the one she had hoped for.
In 2018 in Mansion House, I said that we wanted to work to get a financial services deal in the future arrangement, treaty arrangement, and that that would be truly groundbreaking. It would have been, but sadly it has not been achieved. We have a deal in trade, which benefits the EU, but not a deal in services, which would have benefited the UK.
Britain left the EU almost a year ago, but its economic split will be finalized Thursday at midnight in Brussels. Britain became the first country to approve the coronavirus vaccine developed jointly by Oxford University and AstraZeneca Wednesday. Scientists say the vaccine could be a game changer in the global fight against the pandemic. Regulators say the vaccine has shown around 70% effectiveness against COVID-19, a relatively high figure compared to vaccines for many other diseases. The road to recovery will be difficult. Britain is struggling with a surge of infections driven by a new variant of the coronavirus that doctors say is over 50% more infectious. For more information on the coronavirus pandemic or any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's push for bigger virus relief checks has stalled in the Senate, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting her Republican counterpart for standing in the way. AP Sagar-Magani reports.
The president's demand that the checks be increased from $600 to $2,000 easily passed the House, but Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell's blocking the chamber from voting on the boost. While a growing number of Republicans say they support the bigger checks, most are against more spending.
These Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness.
McConnell has filed a new bill linking the president's demand for bigger checks to other Trump priorities, an approach that may result in no action at all. Meantime, the president's treasury chief said the $600 payments should have started rolling out last night. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A series of aftershocks jolted central Croatia a day after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake killed several people, injured dozens, and left many towns and villages in ruins. AP's Karen Chamis has more.
The strongest 4.7 magnitude tremor was recorded near the heavily damaged town of Petrinja, some 25 miles southeast of the capital Zagreb. Neven Pavkovic, a resident, said the aftershocks kept him awake. We had several earthquakes. We went inside the house just to check whether there was more damage. It was a heavy night. I slept maybe half an hour. In the hard-hit village of Majske Polinje, where five people died, a little boy could be seen sleeping in a van on the chilly morning. Croatia's president, Zoran Milanovic, toured the day after the quake hit. There is no Majske Polinje, Zagreb or Gdynia problem now. What there is all of us together with the same right to a new beginning. Sobbing villagers said they received blankets, food and other aid, but don't know what they will do next. I'm Karen Chamas.
Dozens of people have been killed or wounded in an attack on Aden Airport shortly after the Yemeni's prime minister and newly formed cabinet arrived with the Saudi ambassador. Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reports.
This was the moment the attack hit as officials disembarked from their plane. Dozens of people have been killed or wounded, although the ambassador and cabinet members were reportedly evacuated safely. Security source says three mortar shells hit. It's not immediately clear who was behind the attack. The government officials on the plane represent a new power-sharing agreement between the Yemeni president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, and southern separatists.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.